Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Minnesota woman has been arrested on a prostitution charge in northeast Iowa. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called shortly before 12:30 a.m. Thursday to an address in Fort Atkinson regarding a woman who offered to perform a sex act for money. Their investigation led to 33-year-old Stacia Coonrod of Elmore, Minnesota, being taken into custody for prostitution and aggravated misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, WCSO obtained statements and messages that allege Coonrod offered for sale to a male party their services as a partner for a sex act. She was also found to be in possession of several condoms at the time of her arrest. Coonrod was being held in Winnesee County Jail on $2,500 cash-only bond. She is scheduled for a preliminary hearing August 11th in Winnesee County District Court. The Iowa Finance Authority and Iowa Economic Development Authority have announced the newly designated 2026 Iowa Thriving Communities, including two in North Iowa. The initiative recognizes forward-thinking communities proactively addressing workforce housing needs. Selected communities demonstrate best practices in planning, financial support, targeted development, leadership, and employer engagement. They also invest in broader community assets like public health and the arts. 2026 Iowa Thriving Communities include Waukon and Clear Lake, where the city now employs Steve Deers, who was city administrator when Charles City was named a thriving community in 2023, the first year of the program. That designation has led to two housing projects currently under development in Charles City. IEDA IFA Director Debbie Durham says housing is the foundation of upward economic opportunity, and when all Iowans have access to affordable homes, families, communities, and businesses can truly thrive. These communities have stepped up as leaders in creating housing opportunities for all income levels. Being named a thriving community gives the cities of Waukon and Clear Lake valuable scoring advantages for federal housing tax credits and workforce housing tax credits, as well as the home and community catalyst programs. Clear Lake and Waukon will be recognized as 2026 Iowa Thriving Communities at the Housing Iowa Conference in Cedar Rapids in September. Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a separate disaster proclamation for Hancock County to cover severe weather in North Iowa from earlier in July. On Tuesday, Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation for Hancock and three other northwest Iowa counties in response to severe weather that occurred earlier this week. Thursday, Reynolds made a separate proclamation for Hancock County in response to severe weather and flooding that happened in the county on July 17th. The proclamations allow state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of severe weather and flooding and activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program and the Disaster Case Advocacy Program. Reynolds earlier this week also issued disaster proclamations for Cerro Gordo and Worth counties. State Representative Christian Hermanson of Mason City says the assistance especially can help farmers whose crops were impacted by the severe weather, noting that the Rockwell, Clear Lake, and Ventura areas were all hit pretty hard by recent storms. The Little Brown Church in Nashville will host its 72nd annual marriage reunion and vow renewal this Sunday. Pastor Drew McHolm will preside over his seventh service.
It's an opportunity not only for folks to renew their vow, whether they've been married at the Little Brown Church or somewhere else, but it's also for some of these folks a time to meet old friends. You know, it's a reunion as well as a vow renewal. So we have people come from, oh gosh, as far afield as Pennsylvania. I think there's some couples coming from Montana this year, so it's the highlight of our year.
Pastor McHolm says some attendees will walk away with free gifts.
We will give awards to people. For instance, the couple married the longest at the Little Brown Church, the couple married the longest generally, couple that traveled the furthest to be here, and so we give some nice gifts to folks, awards to folks that come along.
The event begins Sunday morning with donuts and coffee at 8:30 a.m. with the vow renewal service at 10:15 a.m., followed by fellowship with a box lunch. McHolm encourages letting the church know you're coming on Sunday to ensure that they have enough box lunches for everyone. You can email info@littlebrownchurch.org or call 641-435-2027. If you're a gardener whose vegetables are ready to be harvested, donations are being accepted at Messiah Food Pantry in Charles City. Drop-off hours include Fridays from noon to 3 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. until noon. The Messiah Food Pantry is located at 102 North Main Street, downtown Charles City, but gardeners may also drop off items at the Floyd County ISU Extension Office at 112 North Main Street if the food pantry isn't open. Susan Jacob, Floyd County Master Gardener, says beginning tomorrow, Free Veggies Floyd County will again begin produce giveaways on Riverside Drive in Charles City at the Lions Rose Garden. Gardeners may also bring donations on Saturday mornings an hour before the giveaway, which are from 10 a.m. until noon. Produce from Free Veggies Floyd County is available to all, regardless of income. Giveaways will continue for nine Saturdays through September 27th. If you can't sell it today or tomorrow in Charles City, consider donating it. For the first time ever, Goodwill Industries of Northeast Iowa will have a donation trailer available in the parking lot along Clark Street in front of Hy-Vee in conjunction with the citywide garage sales of today and tomorrow in Charles City. If you have items left over after your sale, consider donating them to Goodwill. Andy Maurer, Goodwill Vice President of Marketing, says your donations support job training and programs that help people with disabilities in Northeast Iowa live more independently. Plus, it helps protect the planet by keeping reusable items out of local landfills. The trailer will be open for donations in Charles City this weekend only. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.